This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. I have with me Ghanaian German artist Zora Opoko, who takes us through her exhibition, We Proceed in the Footsteps of Sunlight, which opened last month at Zeitz Mocha. Tell us where you're taking us to, Zora.
Well, I hope I take you on a beautiful journey of my last 10 years of art practice, which I do in Ghana, where I'm based in Accra. And you will find different works from different body of works, like spreading out in different rooms. And we found a way to tackle the identity of my being with unraveled threads, which is family memory storytelling, the queen mothers, where I'm looking at the matriarchy in Ghana, the self-portraits, which I started screen printing in 2015. Then also Hamatan tales, where I'm touching the lives of Muslim women based in Accra. And also you find the Muse of Eternal Life, which is my largest body of work and probably also my favorite, yeah, to date, because it became also the most complex and layered one when it comes to identity, looking into the ancient Egypt as inspiration. And it is a healing journey, and I think it brought my work to the next level. You will see collage, embroidery, printing, application. So it is a very layered body of work.
It's very, very tactile. And does that gather that in Germany your focus was on fashion and then photography?
Correct.
So does that come through as well into your background and the work and the tactility of it?
Absolutely. I think without studying fashion or being really interested in since childhood in textile and fashion, and also starting with photography very early because my grandfather gifted me an overhead Rolleiflex. This came back to me later in my art practice. And I worked in the fashion industry for quite a long time and realized later I'm an artist and I need to express more and have more research. And so I became an artist probably 15 years ago. Yeah.
So this work actually is the first institutional exhibition, I gather, that you have in Africa.
Not the first institutional, but the first solo show. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And walking into the exhibition, coming to Cape Town and seeing the work at Zeitz Mocha, how did you respond to it? Do you feel it tells the story the way you had it in mind? Or how does the curatorial aspect come into play in making it happen?
Yeah, I think Pokeng and Beata did like an amazing job also taking their time with getting to know me, getting to know my work, my life, my art practice. We had time together in Ghana. We had time together in Cape Town to really work also through the different phases of my artist practice. And it's 1 year of preparing, so I feel it really makes sense to me how it turned out.
To me, I think it has, I see, they told me, the curatorial intent of the exhibition speaks to emotional fortitude, mental tenderness, and spiritual depth. And I think we very much get that when we go to the exhibition Zeitz Mocha to see Zora Opoko's We Proceed in the Footsteps of the Sunlight. And perhaps we'll even get to understand what she meant by those words and where those words came from.
And to find your way there, or to other cultural events in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map or get it digitally at mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. FM.